Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Gary Harps is here. Gary's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, very successful entrepreneur, the author of a number of books, founder of three companies. Six Disciplines for Excellence is the first one that I know of that we helped him launch back in the day, and then his new book is called Six Disciplines, Execution Revolution. He's our good friend, Gary Harps. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Gary, small business owners don't wake up in the morning saying, you know, I'm confused about the difference between continuous improvement and strategy. They just don't have those thoughts, Gary. But you think they might be having that confusion without realizing it, without realizing that they are.
Well, I don't think I know. We work with a lot of customers.
But you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying. They don't wake up thinking of it like that.
No, they don't. It's one of the first things we have to address when dealing with a customer, and they're very, very different. Strategy is top down, very focused about what makes you different than your competitors. Where continuous improvement says, "How do I become better at doing the same things my competitors doing?" Very different.
So, which comes first? Which is the one? Well, and now you're not saying that either one of those are wrong, right?
No, not at all. But you just have to understand the difference and which is appropriate for you at the time,
and which is going to get you over the line the best way.
Yeah,
and help you become successful. Which is the next? Do I need to be thinking strategy today, or do I need to be thinking continuous improvement?
Yeah, and ideally, once you get control of one or the other, you can add the other and do both, but it's probably good to focus on one or the other first.
So you said strategy is top-down, you know, linear thinking, right? This is where I want to go, this is how I'm going to get there.
Yes, the reason it's top-down, I mean, to execute strategy is not top-down, but to define strategy, you can't have 10 different focus points. You've got to pick one. And that's what allows you to allocate resource to something very focused, where continuous improvement is a mindset that ultimately leadership has to endorse and support, but the ideas come from the front line. They come from the individual worker who knows what things they see the things every day that need to change or improve or costing money or wasting time.
So you're saying that the ideas that drive the method come from is what makes a difference. Strategy, the ideas typically come from the top, and continuous improvement, it usually comes from the people who are on the front line.
That's it. Exactly. And it's executing strategy well involves a couple of key things. One, creating a very well-defined vision. The clearer it is, the easier it is for people to grasp it. And then the work is getting everybody to align their time and energy and effort and innovation around that idea. So, you know, like Starbucks, their strategy is premium coffee. They try to make the very best cup of coffee you can, and all their innovation is around doing that. Or Krispy Kreme hot donuts, or Southwest Airlines short flights.
Right.
The great growth businesses have figured out really something to focus on to an extreme degree.
How do you decide which one you should focus? Because you've admitted, you've allowed that you in any given day you'll use one of these. You'll focus on strategy. You'll focus on continuous improvement. What is it that's in front of you? What would be in front of you that would tell you to use that? And it's not that today I'll do one and tomorrow I'll do the next. You're typically get into a period of time where you'll do one of these, right? You'll either...
Well, yeah, I'll use an old example. You and I are old enough to remember when the auto industry in the United States was a train wreck.
Oh, cars yeah.
Rusted up, late
70s and most of the 80s.
Yes, but Japan was eating our lunch in terms of delivering high-quality cars. And so there was a case where the United States, at least in the auto industry, needed some continuous improvement.
Right.
They needed to catch up with what the Japanese were doing on basic things.
Their strategy had driven them into the ground.
It had. And so for a while, I mean, you got to before you worry about making a car that's different, you got to make one that works.
Right.
And so that's where continuous improvement comes, is if you're not doing basic things right and your competitors are not doing basic things right, you can differentiate yourself just by doing things right for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, the rest of the industry will catch up and everybody will start doing the basic things right. And then you got to shift to a strategy where you do something different, not just but different.
Are you saying that you look around you and say, okay, where am I stuck? Am I stuck because I don't have the right offerings and the right ideas? Or am I stuck because, which would come from your products? Or am I stuck because what I've been trying as the owner, as the leader of this organization, what I've been trying to do by telling people what to do, that's not working?
Yeah. Well, that's a good way to explain it. I'll give you an example of a small university we're working for. I know your clients are small organizations, and a university isn't exactly tiny, but we ask them, first question is, well, what do you have to do well to be a good university in general? And they listed a series of things, and then we said, well, how well are you doing those things? And two of the five, they were not doing well at all. Well, that's a sign to us is, okay, let's get those two things fixed before we worry about what you're going to do different.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's you just start with the basic question, what do I have to do this well? And if you don't have good answers for that, then start with continuous improvement.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing the basics well, then you start shifting to, okay, I'm doing this well. Now how can I start doing things that are different, that are important to my customer?
But that takes an honest evaluation by you and your people, maybe even an outsider, someone coming in like you to help people identify where you're stuck.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. And to be honest with you, most organizations, most leadership we come across, they mistake continuous improvement for strategy.
Yeah.
And they don't really understand what strategy
That's
is.
That's because a lot of times executives are like... like a carpenter, everything they see, it looks like a nail. Hold on. Yeah, Gary, give me your website quickly, please.
SixDisciplines.com.
Check it out. Quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask the question, where are we stuck?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.